Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome again to another episode of the Shalom, Shalom. Hallelujah, all praise. Shalom, Israelite.
Hey, shalom, hey, family. Grace and peace.
Grace and
shalom,
peace.
Shalom, Brother Isaiah.
Hey! I don't mean to be over exaggerated. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I always love hearing you guys.
We love hearing you too, sir. Always. Well, we'd like to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Israel, of Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight is the Wednesday night of Dancing, what we call the midst of the week, the 3 days and three nights for the Sabbath day. Preparation. Tonight you got our brother, Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, of the Nation of Peace of Israelites out of Minneapolis, doing what? That kingdom state of mind. Brothers and sisters, tonight's precept, Israel, the name of Jesus.
What?
Israel is the name of Jesus. Okay, let's sit down and get ready to go into this one now. Okay, we're dealing with the J. Okay, with that being said, we want to turn this over to our brother, Nakomi Swanson. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Yahshua. Shalom, Israel. We're going to get started. Shalom, Brother Isaiah. Well, we're going to get started, people, without delay. The lesson tonight is not going to be very long. I usually have around about 30 scriptures tonight. It's only going to be around about maybe close to 20. I'm saying it's not going to be long. It's going to be a very milk lesson. I'm just saying this don't take much to get into this. So we're going to get started. But before we get started, I ask that all the brothers uncover their heads, and if it's possible, face the east. And all the sisters, cover your heads, and if it's possible, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started without delay.
Amen, amen, amen. All praises, all praises. Praise you, the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever, until the upright the others lights of the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Three must take a place in the book of Psalms, chapter 112, verses 1 through 10. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, people, Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 as we start all lessons? Matthew 3.
Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Thank you. We're going to verse 2. It reads, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning we should be preparing at all times for the coming of Christ in the kingdom of God. And 3, it says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That is the people of God and the people in the work of God, that we should be making a crystal clear agenda path to the kingdom. How? By the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So people, the lesson tonight is Israel, the name of Jesus. So we're going to get into that. Israel is Jesus' real name. Some people might already understand that. Some people might not understand that. So there's some things said in the scriptures. Some people think that it's a diss to be up in the name of Jesus. I'm saying, and they say, well, what about Father? What about God? Well, we're going to understand now that there's a reason for Jesus, and there's a reason for Israel. And when you think about it, we ain't called the children of Jesus. We ain't called the children of Jesus, or Jehovah, or Yahweh, or whatever, how you want to say it. We're not named the children of that. We're called the children of Israel. So with that, people, Brother Isaiah, let's kick this off in Acts chapter 4, and let's pick it up at 10. Acts 4 and 10.
Amen. The book of Acts 4 and 10, verse 10. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Stop. Now, he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven, where God is, whereby we must be saved. You know why? Because Jesus is not Jesus' name. Jesus is the Father's name. That's why there's no name under heaven, because that's where he at. He's higher than everything. This name is higher than everything, if you're going to say it in so-called English or Greek language. Yeah, if you're saying it that way. But you can say Jehovah, Yahweh, whatever, saying, yeah, there's no name higher than that, because this ain't Jesus' name. This is the Father's name. How do we know? If you know what Jesus is, Jesus means Yahweh is salvation, or Yah is salvation, or Jehovah, or whatever you want to use. I use Yahweh. You say Yahweh is salvation. That is Yahweh Jesus? No, Yahweh is Daddy. He is salvation. But let's show you him saying it himself. Brother Isaiah, like I said, this ain't going to be a long lesson, people. Let's go. Let's hop over to St. John's chapter 5 and 43. St. John's chapter 5 and verse 43.
Amen. The book of St. John 5 and 43. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive.
You say he come what? In my
Father's name.
You say I'm coming in my Father's name. See, he said I'm not coming in my own name. I'm coming in my Father's name. So we got to understand that. So let's go into St. John's. Let's go into St. John's chapter 17 and 11.
You said St. John's 10 and 11, bro?
Chapter 17 and verse 11.
Amen. The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled.
See, he said, I kept in thy own name. Like I'm saying, because everything we deal with, we got to deal through what name? The name of Jesus.
Amen.
But see, some people that don't understand that the name of Jesus is the Father's name, they probably think, oh, that's some disrespect. How are you going to keep everything in Jesus' name if he the Son and God is the Father? Well, see, a lot of people don't understand Jesus' name is the Father's name. If you understand Yahweh is salvation, you would understand that. You would understand that. Well, let's show you some reasons why certain things is being said that it's got to be done these type of ways, because there's no name higher than this name, because this name don't belong to the Son. This name belongs to the Father. Brother Isaiah, let's go on to the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 37. Acts chapter 2 and 37.
Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Stop. So when you get baptized, you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once you understand that's the Father's name, you understand why that is so. Because what higher name can you use than that? See, a lot of people have mistaken what Jesus, they think this is Jesus' original name. His original name ain't Jesus. And he told you, I come in my Father's name. Jesus is not my original name. He is God's representative. That's why we call Israelites. Guess who representative we are? We're Jesus' representative. We're called Israel. We're Jesus' representative. All he did is move things down. When the Father gave hand everything to Jesus, guess what? You're going to wear my name. So guess what? Jesus does exactly what his Father does. Say, guess what? I'm going to get, since he, God gave me his role, y'all playing my role. Here, you get my name. You Israel. You get to be me now. You got to get baptized in the name of Jesus, or however you may say it, because that's the Father's name. There's nothing higher than that. I'm saying that is the ceiling. You can't go no higher than that. There's nothing else you can have higher than God the Father. But people that don't understand, they're like, okay, why are you giving all this honor to Jesus? He's the Son. He ain't the Father. Why you got to do everything in his name? Why it only counts if you deal with his name? Because this isn't Jesus' name. The person that we call Jesus, this ain't his name. So let's show you again. It's all about your mind. Even your mind got to be on this name, because some people, they got baptized, they was into the person that baptized them too much, and they had to get baptized again in Jesus' name, because you got to be flowing in that Father's name. Let's go to the book of Acts, Brother Isaiah, Acts chapter 19 and 1. Acts 19 and 1.
Amen. Amen. The book of Acts chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. And he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul
stop. See, he said, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. See, they was putting too much into the person putting them in the water. You got to understand, some people think it's something about the person that's putting you. No, it ain't got nothing to do with the person, I'm saying, that's putting you in the water. And to show you, these dudes finna get baptized again. They got baptized by John the Baptist, okay? Y'all got to understand, this is the same dude that put Jesus in the water. So we know it ain't nothing wrong with him. But your state of mind got to be, and you got to know totally what it is when you're getting in that water. And they were paying too much attention to John when paying too much, and saying, instead of what this was really about. But read on.
Yes, sir. Verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now, guess what? Now they had, understand, now they're getting baptized in the name of Jesus, which is the name of the Father. So, it's a reason everything has to work through this name. Everything must work through this, because this is the highest name in the universe. You can't go no higher than this. But we're not Jesus-lites. We're Israelites. We're not Jesus-lites. We're Israelites. But let's go to the Old Testament, and they start talking about Jesus coming and how he coming. Brother, let's go into the book of Deuteronomy 18 and 18. Book of Deuteronomy 18 and 18.
Amen. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18 and 18. Verse 18. I will rise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him.
Stop. So he talking to Moses, so we know he ain't talking about Moses coming up and be this person he talking about that's going to come from among the brother. He said he's going to put his words in his mouth. But read on, verse 19.
And it shall come to pass that whatsoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.
He said somebody going to come and they going to speak in whose name? Speak in my name. You know what I'm saying? He said somebody coming in his name. Guess what? That wasn't Moses. Joshua actually came in his name, but we know Joshua wasn't the one. Joshua actually did come in his name. Because Joshua and Jesus is the same name. But it wasn't him. Joshua was just a living metaphor for Jesus. Joshua, if you understand a lot of things, he had that name put on him, and he had a lot of Jesus qualities about Joshua. Has a lot of Jesus qualities, but that's for a reason. He was a living metaphor of Jesus. But let's get some more into this, and now we should be understanding why we have to do things in certain ways. So we saw you got to be baptized in Jesus' name, because guess what? There is no higher name you can be baptized in the Father's name. But let's get some other things, and now we should understand why we got to do these things. So let's go, Brother Isaiah, to St. John's chapter 14 and 13. St. John's 14 and 13.
The book of St. John, chapter 14 and 13. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me,
keep my commandments. No, so now look, he said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So he keeps saying, you got to ask things in my name. But now we should understand the reason you asking in his name, because that's not his name. It's the Father's name. That's why he said in 13, he said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. Why? Because work through Jesus, guess who you glorifying? The Father. Because he's coming in his name. He's his representative. Just like we running around with Israel, we're Jesus' representative. If you're an Israelite, you're coming in the name of the Son, because we're going to break down what the name Israel means. And if you understand what the name Israel means, then you understand why we the children of Israel, and you should understand why it's if you Israel, that you are, it's the same name as Jesus. So we got to understand that. So we got to really, really understand that, people, that whose name we're coming in. So with that, let's find out, what is Israel? What is the name Israel? Because we're saying this is Jesus' name, but do you understand what the name Israel means? Brother Isaiah, let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 32 and 26 and get the breakdown of the name of Israel. Genesis 32 and 26.
The book of Genesis chapter 32 verse 36.
26. Verse
26.
Verse,
amen. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed."
Now stop. So people, if you know Hebrew, you understand, you can break it down. But Israel means he is prince of power, or he is prince of God. And it's one saying, it has prevailed. He has saying, the power of God and with men. So Israel has power with God and men. You know why? Jesus is a spirit. He was there with God. And guess what Jesus also got to be? He got to be a man. He has power both sides because he's been, what, on both sides of things. But Israel means that you are a prince. What is a prince? A son of a king. So Israel means he is prince of God. No, Hebrew is that's why you say Yah Shar Allah. Yah is he, Shar is prince, Allah is God. He is Prince of God. Who is the Prince of God? Jesus is the Prince of God. God is the King. So we're not called, like I said, we ain't called Yahawahites. We're called Israelites. We're in the name of the Son. We're coming in as the Prince. He gave us his, because he took over God's role, we took over his role. So we're named after him. But let's go on to Luke. So this gives us favor with God and men. So when you got this name, you the same way. You can work both sides. Let's go into Luke chapter 2 and 52.
The book of Luke, chapter 2 and 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
Oh, what? What that sound like? Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and he had favor with who?
God and man.
Just like who? Israel.
Amen.
You see that? Because that's who he is. He is Israel. But let's see it said straight up though. Let's see that. Let him say it straight up. No chaser. Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Exodus chapter 4 and 21. Exodus chapter 4 and 21. Let's get a straight up no chaser that Israel is Jesus' name. If people can read between the lines.
Exodus 4 and 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, "When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand, but I will harden his heart, that he may not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord Israel, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn."
Stop. What? Israel is what?
Firstborn.
His son and his firstborn. People, who is that?
Us, Israel.
It's Jesus.
Well,
No, Jesus. No, but we call. But that's what we call. Ain't Jesus supposed the firstborn son?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the nation of Israel mm-hmm. is what? A metaphor for who? Jesus. The person that we call Jesus. Read on. But so let's hear me say it again.
And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn.
See, he said, you see what he said? And he said unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. Okay, when you become Israel, what is the nation of Israel? We here to what? Serve God. We about God's purpose. When you become a Hebrew Israelite, you understand what? We're about God. We're about God's purpose. We are servants of God. It ain't about me no more. Once you get baptized in that water in Jesus' name, I tell people all the time, you throw your life in a trash can. It's all about God. It's all about God Christ from then on. Ain't about you no more. Your purpose is to serve. If you're an Israelite, your purpose is to serve God. Your purpose is the same purpose as your big brother, Jesus, who we call Jesus, whose real name is Israel. Your purpose is his purpose. He came and showed us how. He came down here and glorified the Father. He just came to show the rest of his brothers and sisters how you're supposed to do it. And everything we do, what we do it in? Jesus' name or Daddy's name. You already got your name. Your name is Israel. You got your brother. We got our brother's name. Well, let's show you this. Let's see us talk about something, and people don't be thinking this, that the Bible trying to let you know itself that we under Jesus. Because we ain't called, like I said, we ain't called Yahawahites. We ain't no Yahawahites. We Israelites. Well, let's go to Brother Isaiah. Let's get some of us complaining, and then we're going to say something, but we got to pay attention to what's being said. Let's go to Exodus. I mean, let's go into the book of Isaiah. 63:17. Let's hear us talking about something. But like I'm saying, we gotta pay attention to the conversation. See, a lot of people, we read right over stuff because we ain't listening to the conversation. So let's get this. Isaiah 63:17.
Oh Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways? And harden our heart from thy fear. Return for thy servant's sake the tribes of thy inheritance.
So look, he said we are his servants, just like he said that he wants us to work for him. And he said, in the tribes of thy inheritance. Read on.
The people of thy holiness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down thy sanctuary. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name.
Now, listen, he said, now we tripping because other people rule is over stuff. He said, 19, we got to pay real close attention to 19. He said, we are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. Now, people, he said, they ain't never been called by thy name. But guess what we call? We call by your name. But what is that name? Israel. We're called under the who? Israel is, he is prince of power. It would be disrespectful to call God a prince. So we know it ain't talking about him. We ain't called by God's name. We're Israelites. We're not, like I'm saying, we're not Yahawahites. We're not Jehovahites. We're Israelites. So we was complaining, and we said, we yours. They ain't never been called by your name. Well, God's name ain't Israel. We ain't, you know what I'm saying? We call Israelites. The people that's complaining here is Israelites. Let's go to Isaiah 43:1.
The book of Isaiah 43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine.
See that? He said, I didn't call you by that name. Thou art mine. But what name is he calling us?
Israel.
Israel.
And calling us Jehovah. We ain't called Jehovah. We ain't called Yahites. Because that's the, you know, saying, so we got to understand that. All those things is Jesus, when you, I'm saying, when you say Jesus, that's Yah's salvation. We ain't under you. We say we ain't called by that. Brother Isaiah, let's go into the Apocrypha. And let's go to Ecclesiasticus 36 and 12. Ecclesiasticus 36 and 12.
Amen. The book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 36 and 12. O Lord, have mercy upon the people that is called by thy name, and upon Israel, whom thou hast named thy firstborn.
Do you see that? Mm-hmm. He said, O Lord, have mercy on the people that are called by thy. Okay, he said, Lord, we call by your name. And he said, upon Israel, whom thou as named thy firstborn. Here we go back to Exodus chapter 4 and 21 through 23. He's saying we're his firstborn, and we're called by what? Israel. But we're saying we're being called by the Lord's name. Well, it would be disrespectful to call the father a prince. Israel's a prince. Israel's not a king. Prince is the king's son. But he keeps saying Israel is what? He's firstborn. So he is a prince. Jesus is the Prince of God. That's why this is his name. Brother Isaiah, since we in the apartment, let's go to the book of Baruch 2 and 15.
The book of Baruch chapter 2 and 15. That all the earth may know that thou art the Lord our God, because Israel and his posterity is called by thy name.
See that? Everybody's supposed to know that that he's our God because we called by his name. But like I'm saying, we just did the research. Israel is a prince. His prince is the son. I'm saying that is not the father. A prince is not the father. A prince is a son. So we got to understand that. A prince is not a father. A prince is a son. So we're seeing more and more that this name is getting pushed on more and more. The name of Israel is the name, right, and saying rightfully, is the name of who we call Jesus, the Son of God. The Son of God, real name, is Israel. Jesus is the Father's name. As we learned earlier, he comes what? In the Father's name. I'm saying, we only got a couple more scriptures, but now, y'all know me, I always deal things through the numbers. But let's show you something about the Father. See, if people know Hebrew, you would understand by the numbers. We are called the what? Tribes of Israel. Brother Isaac, what are we called? What tribes of Israel are we called?
The Israelites?
No, we're called the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen.
I'm saying, but the Bible, through the numbers, it always been, because nobody, a lot of people don't understand what that 12 or that 1 and 2 represents. But it goes all the way through our lineage. Like the number 12 in the generations of Adam, the 12th person for Adam is who? Shem. Shem is the 12th person from Adam, which who was going to come through that person? Israel was going to come through that 12th person. But let's show you that this always meant to be, that this thing, that this 12 or 1-2, what it represents. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go to Genesis chapter 47 and 28. Genesis 47 and 28.
Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 47, verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147
years. 147
years.
If you add that 147, you will get the number 12. What is Jacob? His name got turned to what? Israel, which is what? The father of the what? 12 tribes. Because 12 or 1-2 means father or Abba. 1-2 means Abba. That's why we call it the 12 tribes of Israel, because we are the 12. In Israel, we're the prince, and what? 12 or 1-2 is we're the 12. We're the 12 tribes of the Father. 12 tribes of Israel are the 12 tribes of Abba. 1-2 means Abba. If you know Hebrew, or if you count from even the numbers how we count, came from the Phoenician alphabet. And the first one, the first 1 and 2 means Father. And Ba means father. So with that, Brother Isaiah, we got one more. Now we should understand that Israel is name, that Israel is Jesus' real name. Jesus, you know what I'm saying, and Jesus is the Father's name. And it's all about 1-2. We are the 12 tribes. That's how the fathers come in, because we're dealing with what? 1 and 2, which is Abba. Go to Romans 8 and 15, last scripture, 8 and 15. Told you it wasn't going to keep you long today, 8 and 15.
The book of Romans, chapter 8 and 15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Or 1-2, which is what? That's why we're the 12 tribes of Israel, because we are what? The 12 tribes, or 1-2, Abba, our Father.
Amen.
So Israel, that's where we connected with the Father, because that 1 and 2, every time you see that 1 and 2, guess what you see? Abba, our Father. Israel is our big brother. That's who Jesus' real name is. That's why we have it. We the princes too. I'm saying we are the princes now of the Father. So with that, people, like I'm saying, it was a very short lesson. Like I'm saying, I was saying, so we got to understand that, so we can have all the discussion we want in this after this. If you didn't get it, if some people didn't understand it, well, a lot of people I know you do understand it. So with that, people, I thank you for your time. I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. With that, I hand things off to Brother Job, Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, bro. That was awesome, Brother Napoleon. And believe you me, it straightened me out too, because I always thought that the Father, I just call him the Father. And I thought that Jesus was just Jesus, but I get this. Because he said Israel is my firstborn. I get this. Amen, bro.
Thank you, sister. That is the reason. Oh, yeah, great job, Isaiah. Sister, that is the reason.
Amen.
The lesson is taught that we understand that, that we understand the Father and the Son and the names that is given, that these are somewhat of a mystery, but he breaks it down to us. So with that, I thank God that you got understanding. That's straight from the Father for you to get understanding on these things. So with that, I yield the mic.
Amen.
With that, I'm handing things off to Brother Joel, Sister Ray.
Amen.
Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
I thank you for that lesson.
Oh, shalom, brother.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Shalom, brother.
Yeah, this is Brother Yahada. I thank you for the lesson. But, you know, Jesus is Abba or Yahweh. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I just want to get back to speaking Hebrew when it's time. That's all I'm worried about right there. Because Hebrew is our actual name that we really speak before we get to Jesus in Yahweh. You know, I'm not against it. It's just the fact that I just want to go back to our natural thing that we are before we, before everything became what it was. Okay, I ain't gonna say too much, but then I just want to get back to speaking in Hebrew, what we really supposed to speak. So, but appreciate that lesson was great. It was awesome. Understanding. Well, thank you.
All right. Shalom. Any more questions, comments, testimonies?
I just want to give a quick testimony. Thank you, Brother Nakomi. This was edifying, eye-opener lesson, and it just put more in perspective what I was talking to somebody at work about. I work at a company, and I didn't know that people would investigate you such as much. So someone said, because I work for a company, that they investigate you. But anyway, someone said, that's not your real name. No, I want to say this. And I was like, no, they don't. They're like, that's not your real name. I said, yeah, I did a name change. Yeah, why you do a name change? For one, I could have just went there with the person because they're not supposed to be looking me up like that. But she asked me, why did I do a name change? And she liked my original name. And I said, that's the same thing that the judge asked me on the day that I went in the courtroom, and the judge says, and it was a sad day in court because everybody was crying and wailing and why they were getting their name changed and everything. And citizens, you know, people, the beautiful part was that people were being sworn in as citizens of the United States of America, but the sad part was all the other stuff. So when she got to me, she had asked, why do you want to do a name change? And I said, because that's Jesus' name. Not fully understanding the significance of what I was saying that you just taught today, like Sister Mary just said, I really never dug into that, but that's what the Holy Spirit allowed me to say in front of the judge at that time. And she did her, what was that, the gavel, babe? She slammed it down. She said, that's good enough for me. Your name now is Dean Reyes Israel.
Wow.
She was happy with a smile on her face, like, yes, something, just thank you, Jesus, for bringing me back to you. But Brother Nakomi, thank you so much. I love you, brothers. You brothers are always on fire. You can tell when you really dig into the scriptures, when the Holy Spirit is really with you, brothers. And this was, no one teaches like you, brothers. You guys have your own dig. You guys have your own, and the Bible code is off the charts. I see the Bible code all day long, all at work, when I'm driving, just everywhere we go, lights in place. It's like the Matrix now. Matrix, baby. So, Brother Nakomi, hats off. Hallelujah. To your brother Isaiah, thank you for always being his armor bearer, always having his back in Jesus' mighty name. Great reading, as usual, to allow us to understand. You really take your time when you're reading, and I thank you for that. And with that, I yield. Did you say anything, babe?
Oh,
Brother Isaiah.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, bro.
Just something quickly. This is my great precept. Yes, I'm coming back off of what he said, that the Spirit inside of you will testify and call on the Father in Romans chapter 8. And you you've been sealed at that point. You are insufficient. If you had your breakthrough, you've been sealed. And it's the spirit that's inside of you that's going to testify of the Father. A lot of us don't even consider the Father, you know. For some of us, that's all it is the Father. There is no Son. But if you listen at this precept, we understand clearly there is a Father and a Son. And that's true of both houses of Israel, both houses. So great precept is like definitely edifying. And I yield the mic.
Thank you, brother. Any more questions, comments, any testimonies? Oh, yeah, Brother Isaiah, you had something to say? Go ahead, Brother Isaiah.
Yeah, bro, let's type peace. Type peace. You know, I know you said 20, but, man, that felt like 5 scripts. We must have been going kind of fast. But, you know, all together, bro, that was a very self-taught lesson. Very, you know, very milk lesson. You know, but definitely just getting back with the whole conversation of the name game. You know what I'm saying? You know, I never thought about it, you know. You don't hear no Jesus lights or Yahuwahites and stuff like that. I never even thought about that. You know, so that's the first thing that really stuck out like a sore thumb to me. And I thought that was very interesting. You know, and to be more focused on the goal instead of focusing on things that, you know, but then bickering on these things. But, bro, I thought it was a pretty good lesson, man. And I yield the mic with that. Great lesson.
Thank you, and great job reading, bro. I'm glad you, like I'm saying, I love listening to many people because it gives you a different perspective. And like I'm saying, we're the children of Israel. We're not the children of Jesus. Well, like this lesson is, we know that Jesus is God's name. And we're not even if you wanted to go with Jehovah, we ain't Jehovahites. We got
right.
to understand that. We're Israelites.
Right.
And then when you know the name Israel is a prince. Israel is not a king. It's a prince. Prince is a son of a king. So yeah, I'm glad, like I'm saying, just like Sister Mary got understanding, like I'm saying, that's the reason that Most High has a study is for people to get understanding. So with that, I yield the mic. And if there's not any more hands up, is there any announcements to be said? With that, I yield the mic.
Yeah, Brother Isaiah, that's tomorrow evening. You're right back here at 7 o'clock p.m. At the time of the water, you got the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class coming out of Peoria, Illinois. With our brother Isaiah.
Okay.
There it is.
Amen. All praises. All right, grace and peace, family. Lord willing, tomorrow, through the grace of God, on the spirit of meekness and charity, the name of the precept is called If Black Lives Matter, Started at the Abortion Clinic.
If Black Lives Matter,
started at the abortion clinic. Because I was on the phone with my big sis, not little sis this time. I was on the phone with my big sister. You know, she's a research maniac. And my gosh, talk about killing. Talk about killing. Talk about killing. If the slave masters would have known it would have been this way, we would have been at them chains a long time ago before that. But we all know it's in God's hands, I'm just saying. But, oh, man. The number one killer in America of deaths that surpassed thug killing and police brutality is the abortion clinic. You know?
I know we riot and do all these other things and come together about Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. But why you do it because a police officer killed a black man? What about the future that you're killing every single day? You know? What about the future? If you talk about modern time, it's after future if you look at it. You know, Black Lives Matter? Start with the future so we can do better. How can we do better if you're killing them and you're doing a more spectacular job than the police and the thugs themselves? So if Black Lives mean anything to anybody, let's start at the abortion clinic. I get a mic. Also, my bad, also, the reason why we're going through this precept again, too, is to see who created the child, who created the baby, who created all these things, and to understand you're doing something very terrible. You know, because the Lord said what? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So remember, King Solomon asked a question. I mean, King Solomon put this in the scenario, right? When you read, you read your Bible. In the book of Ecclesiastes, I think chapter 5, you know, it talk about knowing the ways of the Lord, and he used it in a metaphorical way, you know, like when a man and woman sleep together, and you know, and that woman conceives a child, just like how you don't know how a baby is formed, we don't know the ways of the Lord, but the focus and the key point of view is the baby. We don't know how it's formed, but if we read our Bibles, we'll know how it's formed. God said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So if it's I, who you think mobilizing that body to make that baby before you kill it? With that, you're the mic.
And one more thing. Now, but you know, I do, that's a thing set, you know, because the Lord tells you that the children of the womb is from the Lord. Beautiful precept, man. Very necessary. And definitely within the season, we definitely need to put that on the table. You got to start there. People don't understand that the devastation of abortion. We think that once it's done, then it's a dead issue. No. It's an ongoing issue, you know, because now the mother is living with a scenario. What if I had not have done that? What would the baby be? What would it be like? And all of a sudden, all these things start coming and start hunting. So it's a really, really bad thing, real bad thing. So that's something that definitely needs to be discussed. Well, that's tomorrow evening, y'all. Y'all want to be here for that. If Black Lives Matter, then start at the abortion clinic. That's it, man. With your brother Isaiah Brown, bringing up that Razor Blades and Lemon Juice. Sound like another chapter for that Hubris Knowledge. For sure.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, it is. You know, I already do know. I accepted it. I know it's going to be Van Hubert's knowledge. Every time I take it away, do something different, it goes right back to that. So I'm content with that. But, you know, just to really sit down and just buckle down, because, you know, I know a lot of people, definitely Israelites, who should know better, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter. For one, we should already know, if evil enter the land, how the Lord done it. You know, you read the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 8. The Lord is attracted to the righteous. He revealed himself. He revealed himself to the world, and they rejected him. You know how many times we gave the word to our family members or friends or families or associates or colleagues? You know? We can't help someone or support someone with this whole situation if they make sport out of it. So that's why, you know, just by looking at this thing, I think it's more important to focus on the righteous, because the Lord said, man, when you read that Apophica, man, that angel told him, man, don't you bring that stuff to me no more about these people. I'm interested in you and the ones who are trying to do the exact same thing that you're doing. And the only way to focus to get that thing right is if we pay attention to what's written in the pages of the book.
You know, but that whole situation with the whole abortion thing, we was talking about that today. It just really blew my mind backwards. And I got a haircut now, so I'm gonna say you could pull my scalp backwards. You know, with the innumerable numbers, matter of fact, multitude of numbers. You know, because one thing we need to realize and understand is that the Planned Parenthood was set up to eliminate us. And it is doing a fantastic job. And these numbers are not being recognized. And people have felt into the delusion that the baby is not even born, but not understanding that as long as they got a heartbeat, it's alive. As soon as you realize that you are pregnant, that ain't no blood clog, that is nothing. That is a living human being in your stomach. As long as you got a heartbeat, it's something there. You know, and people might do it through ignorance and nothing. So I ain't coming to try to tear down on nobody. But you know, you might got a lot of people that just, you know, might be creeping around corners, doing things they ain't supposed to be doing, you know, getting abortions and stuff or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We need to understand how important and dangerous it is with the abortion system. And we all need to understand that the abortion system was set up for us to, it was set up to eliminate us. Because I got so many documentaries and stuff like that. We may or may not go through it. Who knows? Or I just might just let the Bible speak through the whole precept. You know, but it's a very interesting topic that I truly believe that we should come together and talk about. So we understand before you have any nerve on the justice that the black folks supposed to get, even though it's supposed to be from God, maybe we should humble ourselves and use that same energy to focus on that in the abortion clinic. But through the grace of God, I hope we come together with this precept. Now you hear the mic.
Amen. Amen. Can't wait to hear it, bro. Can't wait to hear it.
Amen.
Brother Nicole, there isn't any hands up. Do you have any closing comments?
Just that we have some understanding about the name of Jesus, who God is and who Jesus is. Like I said, I know some Israelites don't believe in Jesus, but they still call themselves Israelites, and Israel is called a prince. And when you study the language and you study the Bible and you study the scriptures and look deeper, that understand there is a Father and there is a Son. The Son is in the Father's name. And the nation of Israel, we're in the name of the Son. And with that, people, I'm saying I love this, just like Brother Isaiah. This is a milk lesson. This is foundation. These are some of my favorite lessons, is getting back to the foundations, because if you're good at the fundamentals and the foundations of things, that's how you become great. So love these kind of lessons. I love dealing with these very, very milk lessons like this. So with that, I yield the mic.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All praise to your brother, Nicole Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, here every third on Wednesday night at the Shrine of the Living Water of the Nation of Peace of Israelites coming out of Minneapolis. I'm bringing what? That
kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. And tomorrow, you heard it from me, but Isaiah Brown, you're going to be here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. You know, with the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class that's here every Thursday night. And tomorrow, pre-sale once again with Black Lives Matter. Friday, the the abortion clinic. Start at the abortion clinic. If Black Lives Matter, start at the abortion clinic. I already know. I think I got a meme for that one.
Y'all work out many talents on that. I know y'all ain't gonna let me down on a good picture. So I'm leaving that in y'all hands.
Yeah. I think we're gonna put that in. Yeah, we gotta do. Okay, Jews. Well, with that being said, you will be here tomorrow evening for that. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. hope, we hope and pray that we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Water, do what?
Read your Bible. And your
Bible. And your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.